Our focus scripture this morning is taken from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, verses 15 through 21. And this is where Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. Jesus continued telling the disciples, "If you love me, you will obey me, and you will obey what I have commanded. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." The word of God for the people of God.
Well, as I said at the beginning of the service, this is a popular sign seen around town, and not just Sioux City, but throughout our state, throughout our country. Help wanted. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, they're raising the wages, and I have friends who own businesses, and they pretty much take anyone to help fulfill the role. Well, there was a firm, they put an ad online. Yes, they were looking for help. And the ad read this way: "Help wanted. You must be a good typist and have good computer skills. Successful applicant must be bilingual. We are an equal opportunity employer." Well, a short time after putting the ad online, a lovely golden retriever dog trotted into the office with a printout of the ad in its mouth. He took the ad and placed it on the secretary's desk, shoved it with his nose, and pointed at it. Wagged his tail, and the secretary looked at it, and looked at him, and says, "You're here for the ad?" And the dog nodded his head. Secretary says, "I'm not going to handle this. I'm going to call the office manager." So she called the office manager, who's doing the hiring in. And the office manager said yes. And she says, "The dog is here to apply for the job." And the office manager looked at the dog and said, "This dog's applying for the job?" And the dog shook its head yes. And the secretary said, "See?" "Okay," said the office manager. "Come on back to the office." So they went back to the office, and the office manager sat down. The dog came, hopped up on the chair, sat down tentatively. And the office manager said, "And you're here to apply for this job?" The dog said, "Yes." To which the office manager said, "I can't hire you. It says here that you must be able to type." The dog jumped down, went to the computer keyboard, and proceeded to quickly type a perfect business letter. Took the page out with its mouth, brought it over, set it on the desk, went back and sat on the chair. The office manager looked at it and said, "Man, nice job. You know, that's a nice trick and fantastic and everything, but I'm sorry. The ad clearly says that you must have knowledge of computer programs." The dog jumped down again, went to the computer, proceeded to demonstrate his expertise with various programs. He produced a sample Excel worksheet. He did a sample PowerPoint presentation. He retouched a picture in Photoshop and then printed them all out and brought them to the manager. The manager, just needless to say, was dumbfounded. So he said to the dog, "Listen, I realize you are a very intelligent animal. And yes, you're applying for this job, and it's a fantastic talent. But you're a dog. There's no way I can hire you." The dog came over to the ad, put its paw up, and tapped on the line that said, "Equal Opportunity Employer." "I know," says the office manager, "but it also says you must be bilingual." The dog sat up straight, looked at him, and said, "Meow." This is Labor Day weekend, where we celebrate the workforce. And yes, as you drive around town, there may be some businesses who would gladly take this dog as an employee. Because if you want help for your business, who do you get? You get someone or some dog who is qualified. If you want help with a legal problem, who do you get? You get a lawyer. If you need help with a car problem, who do you get? You find a mechanic. If you need help with a physical problem, who do you get? You go to your doctor. And if you need help with a life problem, who do you get? The disciples are facing a life problem, as what Neil shared with you in our scripture from the Gospel of John. That life problem? Jesus is going to leave them. Who's going to help them when he's gone? I invite you to turn in a Bible to the Gospel of John chapter 14. We'll see who will help the disciples, but we also see here who will help you in your life problems, beginning here in verse 15. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." Jesus was soon going to be leaving the disciples and ascending into heaven. And he will send another counselor, is what he says. And this other counselor, the Spirit of Truth, who we refer to as God's Holy Spirit. Now, the original Greek word used here by John for that word, another counselor, that word counselor, the Greek word is parakletos. And it combines the ideas of comfort and counsel. So the Holy Spirit is there to comfort in times of need. And the Holy Spirit is there to counsel when you need decisions that need to be made. The disciples, well, they feel they're going to be left alone in the world. Jesus is soon to depart for heaven, and they will be without their leader. They, like us, will need a helper. That helper is the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit to help with? Verse 15, we read one thing that the Holy Spirit will do for us. "If you love me," Jesus says, "you will obey what I command." The Holy Spirit helps us to obey what Jesus commands. What does Jesus command? Well, one of them, we can just go a chapter before, in John chapter 13, in verse 34, as Jesus says, "A new command I give you." So since he says it's a new command, this is at least one of the commands, and there are others, but let's hear this new command Jesus says to give you. "Love one another. As I have loved you," he says, "so you must love one another." So the Holy Spirit helps us to love one another. And the reason we need the Spirit's help is because this love is more than just words. It requires commitment. This love requires action. When you love someone, do you only use the words? Or do you show it with your actions as well? Do you show it with your commitment to them? Who is someone the Holy Spirit helped you realize you are to love them? You know, when I think about that, I think of, well, dating a young lady named Amy Bussey here in Sioux City, who lived in Jefferson, Iowa, who for the last 35 years has been Amy Madden, my wife. Spirit-led. There are others as well. The love to show to someone who's down and needing help, and you have that tug in your heart to help them. The Holy Spirit working within you. When has the Holy Spirit been active in your life and helped to comfort and counsel you in loving one another? But that's not all the Holy Spirit does. No, the Spirit also, as verses 16 and 17 points out, it helps us to know the truth. And I will ask the Father, Jesus says, and he will give you another counselor, another paracletus, to counsel and comfort, to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit will help you know the truth of things. When Jesus would no longer be with the disciples physically, the Holy Spirit would be their constant companion to guide them. The Holy Spirit would be their constant companion to help them. And the Holy Spirit would be their counsel, their constant companion to empower them for the tasks ahead. Well, it's the same way, not just with disciples, but for us. The Holy Spirit is your constant companion to help you. Help wanted. The Holy Spirit is your constant companion to guide you. The Holy Spirit is your constant companion to empower you for the task ahead. The Holy Spirit is there to help show the truth. For the Spirit of truth reveals the truth about you, the truth about your life, and the truth in how God works. When I think about truth, it reminds me of a time that happened in the household of the Maddens. When my wife, Amy, and I, when our oldest, Elizabeth, Lizzie, was 4 years old, she had to have some surgery done. We were living down in Shenandoah, Iowa, and we had 2-year-old Christine and 4-year-old Lizzie, and the day came for the surgery, and I took Lizzie to the hospital while Amy had 2-year-old Christine. And we went into a hospital room because they were going to sedate Elizabeth. And in comes a nurse with a syringe with 4 other nurses. And I'm standing there, and it's not a big room, so it's a crowded room with me. Liz is on the bed because they're preparing her. And she's 4 years old, so not real tall. And all of a sudden, there's a nurse on one arm and a second nurse. This is why there's 4 nurses. Another nurse is holding the other arm, a nurse is holding one leg, and a nurse to hold the other leg. Now, yes, to you and I, oh, it's to keep her still for the injection, which will help put her out for the surgery. And meanwhile, while these 4 nurses are holding her down, and this one nurse has a syringe, the nurse with the syringe says, "Now, don't worry, this won't hurt at all." And I immediately said, "Don't lie to her." It's one thing I've always tried to do. I will tell my kids whatever is honestly there, if they want to hear it or not. But I said to the nurse, "Don't lie to her." The nurse looked at me, and I said, "It's going to hurt a little bit. Tell her she's going to feel a prick. Tell her she's going to have a hurt. And also this," I said, "how would you feel if you had a person on each one of your arms and on each leg that was 4 times bigger than you are holding you down, and you hear another person with a syringe needle in their hand who's about to poke you say, 'It's okay, this won't hurt'? You know that's not the truth. Now, while we may want to try and sugarcoat the truth, truth is truth. Whether it's dealing with the pain of a needle stick, or the pain of an ongoing disease, or the pain of a broken relationship, or the pain of, well, you fill in your pain. God's Holy Spirit helps you. Helps you when you need to face the truth on what is going on in your life. How has the Holy Spirit helped you face the truth? In addition to these two things, how the Holy Spirit helps us follow Jesus' commands, such as loving one another, the Holy Spirit helps us there. How the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, helps us look at what is the truth, and not what truth we want to make it, but what really is there. In addition to those, we find in verse 21, "Whoever has my commands," Jesus says, "and obeys them," that first thing, "he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." The Holy Spirit helps us to love Christ. Notice that Jesus emphasizes first, you need to obey his commands. such as love one another. And it is in obeying that you show your love for Jesus. Let's face it. We usually approach God in our prayers, and we tend to refer to our needs. What are our desires? What are our wants first, don't we? Dear God, help me with this. Hey, we want help, and we're coming to God for that. Help on it. Dear God, I want. Dear God, help me with this. Dear God, be there for this. We naturally place ourselves at the center of everything. How do you feel about this? What do you believe? What do you think? What's your opinion on a matter? However, the Holy Spirit places God and His purposes at the center of your life and not you. You start asking, how would Christ want me to handle this? You start looking at, what is Christ's desire for this? In other words, what would Jesus have you do? Living life is hard. It's hard, no matter what stage of life you're in. We've never been that stage before. Each day is brand new. And you know what? We need help. Help is there for you. Help is there within you. Help is given to you through the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit often comes not as you expect. Just as a dog wasn't what was expected for the job applicant. How is God's Holy Spirit today trying to help you in your life? Be open to how God is coming to you through the Holy Spirit. Through others who are helping you realize where God is coming to you. Through prayer. Through following Jesus' command. Through looking at what is the truth. Through your love for Jesus. For today and this week. God's Holy Spirit's there to help you. Allow the Spirit to help you. Because in doing so, well, it makes life not quite so hard. How will God's Spirit be helping you today? How will it be helping you this week? Let us bow our heads for a time of prayer. Loving God, you have given each of us the opportunity to be guided by your Holy Spirit each and every day of our life. That guidance is available during those difficult times in our life. When a situation comes up that we need help with, and you, God, supply that help. So I invite you to silently lift up a prayer asking for God's help. Asking for God's help with a life problem you are going through in your life. And Lord, may we be open to how you are answering that. For you may, as I preached on a few months ago, answer it with a question to make sure this is what should be done for us. Or you may take some time and say, not quite yet. Or you may answer it immediately. But help us to be open in where the Spirit of truth is in our life in this situation. For just as God helps us through the Holy Spirit with our life problems, God also guides you to help others who are having life problems of their own. I invite you to lift up a silent prayer for one or two others who are going through something in their life where help is wanted. And in addition to those we lifted up silently, we continue in our prayers all who are dealing with the death of a loved one. Yeah, they often fulfilled our lives, and with them gone, you can't just replace them like you can a position at a job. But they are still a part of you. They still guide you. How do they do that? But through the Holy Spirit. We pray for those in the midst of healing, whether it be through a recent surgery or been battling COVID, whether it be a chronic condition, each day they have a daily life problem. To those who today something will happen, a fall or something, and all of a sudden they're injured. God, you provide the help that we need physically, but also you're there to help us spiritually. You're there to help us mentally. You're there to help us emotionally as well. And we pray for those who have to endure the natural disasters, the flooding, the water problems down in Mississippi, the natural disasters that are going on. You are there to help, because help is wanted. You're there to help through your spirit and others. You've enabled the spirit to work in to help others physically. And we just pray for your will to be done in our lives, in our families, in our city, our state, in our country, and in our world. For when your will is done, then the spirit of truth comes out. And Lord, we also keep in our prayers that, yes, each of us can be stubborn at times, and we don't want any help. We try and do it ourselves. Yet you are always willing to help us. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to keep Christ's commands, when we allow the Holy Spirit to help us know the truth and to help us to love Christ, we then realize how blessed this life is that you have given each and every one of us. So I invite you to pray a prayer of thanks. Thanks to God for a time when the Holy Spirit has helped you in your life. Life is hard, and each and one of us cannot do it alone. We each need help, and God provides that help when Jesus said he has sent you another counselor, the paraclete, one to counsel and to comfort. So I invite you to ask Christ to be a part of your life and to be made aware of how the Holy Spirit is leading you. All these prayers we lift up in the name of our Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.